The old Grumman Tiger is readopted yet again. The Pentagon keeps selling F-14 parts Iran wants. And the NTSB has early details on last week's P-51 collision. This is Aero News. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for downloading this AeroCast. Here's what's up in aviation for Friday, August 3rd, 2007. What's left of Tiger Aircraft is going to the highest bidder. The manufacturer was forced to close in the face of claims from creditors totaling over $5 million. Tiger filed for Chapter 7 bankruptcy on January 16th. The type certificate for the Tiger AG-5B aircraft was among the assets to be auctioned. Bankruptcy trustee Thomas Flaherty told the Martinsville, West Virginia Journal that the certificate was supposed to go to auction on Wednesday. When only True Flight Holdings LLC came forward to bid, the auction was canceled and True Flight's $925,000 bid accepted. True Flight is based in Georgia. The Tiger AG-5B is based on a legacy design previously manufactured by Grumman American, Gulfstream American, and American General Aviation. Tiger Aircraft produced only 51 of the planes since 2002. Tiger's 75,000-square-foot manufacturing facility adjacent to the Eastern West Virginia Regional Airport will also be sold. Everyone in Washington, D.C. seems to agree that spare parts for the retired F-14 Tomcat fighter should not be falling into the hands of the Iranian Air Force, the plane's only current user. So why did the Pentagon sell more than 1,000 parts usable on the F-14 in February alone? The Associated Press cites a Wednesday report from the Government Accountability Office in which investigators say they discovered 1,400 parts which could be used to maintain the planes were sold into the surplus market by the Defense Reutilization and Marketing Service, which handles such sales for the U.S. military. The Pentagon itself, after all, had announced a freeze on those sales. DRMS told investigators the parts were sold because it failed to update an automated control list and remove the aircraft parts before they were listed on its internet sales site. Senator Ron Wyden, an Oregon Democrat, is not amused. He proposed legislation to ban the sales. Quote, "The Pentagon system is still riddled with holes. These are the very parts that they said they wouldn't be selling, and they still are. And so you've got to make sure the changes are going to actually have teeth and work," unquote. Earlier, the AP reported weaknesses in surplus sales security had allowed buyers for Iran, China, and other countries to obtain sensitive U.S. military gear, including missile components and parts for the Tomcat fighter and Chinook helicopter. On Wednesday, the National Transportation Safety Board released its preliminary report on last Friday's tragic landing accident at Whitman Field in Oshkosh, Wisconsin, during EAA Air Venture. As ANN reported, pilot Gerard Beck was killed when his P-51A, which he had built himself using North American's original plans and blueprints, struck the tail of a P-51D that had just touched down on runway 36 at Whitman Field. Both aircraft had participated in a simulated air race. The report notes the aircraft were not attempting a formation landing, as many had speculated. Rather, it appears that Beck may not have seen the P-51D's location on the runway, resulting in the landing collision. A final report on the cause of the accident is likely to take about a year. The U.S. Department of Justice announced this week that British Airways and South Korean-based Korean Airlines Company Limited have each agreed to plead guilty and pay separate $300 million criminal fines for their roles in conspiracies to fix the prices of passenger and cargo flights. The plea agreements are the first to arise from the Antitrust Division's ongoing investigation into the air transportation industry. Under the plea agreements, both airlines have agreed to cooperate with the department's ongoing investigation. Two other airlines, Virgin Atlantic and Lufthansa AG, have agreed to cooperate in the division's ongoing investigations to escape criminal charges and heavy fines. Up next on ANN, a key component of the airline passengers' Bill of Rights fails in Congress. NASA is patient with a commercial spaceflight vendor. And Northwest strikes a deal with its pilots. You're listening to Aero News.
Higher, faster, farther, safer. Those are the watchwords of Columbia Aircraft Manufacturing's new generation of personal airplanes. The Columbia 400 is a fire-breathing turbocharged four-seater that carries 1,100 pounds and cruises 235 knots with a next-generation Avidyne or Garmin electronic cockpit to show you the way. As high as flight level 250, way above most weather, and a max range of 1,300 nautical miles, the Columbia 400 is the kind of plane you deserve, whether you're a businessman on the go or a Sunday flyer in a hurry to his next great adventure. To schedule a demo flight in a Columbia 350 or the turbocharged 400, call 541-318-1144. Check them out on the web at flycolumbia.com.
Uncramp your style in a new Citation CJ2 Plus from Cessna. Now with integrated ProLine 21 avionics, FADEC, and a restyled cockpit and cabin. In the CJ2 Plus, you'll carry more payload than you could in the original CJ2. You'll climb and cruise faster. You'll have the freedom to use even shorter runways, and you'll do it all on less fuel. For a sure thing, call 1-800-4-CESSNA.
We're back with more of your Aero Briefing for August 3rd, 2007. On the web, you can find us at www.aero-news.net. I'm Paul Plack. A proposed airline passenger's Bill of Rights has run into trouble in the House. A key provision, the right for trapped passengers to deplane an airliner that's trapped for over 3 hours, ran into a brick wall. Kate Hanai, founder and president of the Coalition for an Airline Passenger's Bill of Rights, took the news badly. Quote, "It makes me sick. It completely overwhelms the public interest," unquote. One of the bill's chief proponents, California Representative Mike Thompson, took umbrage at Hanai's reaction. Quote, "I thought it was a pretty big win. Anybody with an ounce of sense would think that," unquote. Thompson says supporters of the bill would need to appeal to Republican lawmakers to have the deplaning provision put back in. But it's still not likely to happen. As Hanai notes, quote, "For every one of us, there are four airline lobbyists," unquote. Rocket plane Kistler missed its end-of-July goal for completing financing of the K-1 reusable launcher, but the Oklahoma City-based company says it expects to present a closure plan to NASA by the end of business on Friday. Alan Lindenmoyer, manager of NASA's Johnson Space Center-based Commercial Crew and Cargo Program, said through a spokeswoman he's willing to give RPK more time to complete its financing. Quote, "RPK is making good progress, and we are being patient to give them every opportunity to succeed," unquote. RPK was one of two companies NASA selected last August under the Commercial Orbital Transportation Services Program to split roughly $500 million in public money to help fund the development of new launchers capable of delivering cargo to the International Space Station. California-based Space Exploration Technologies, also called SpaceX, was the other company. Northwest Airlines and the union representing its pilots have reached a tentative deal that may help prevent spikes in the airline's flight cancellations, like those seen in late June and late July. The airline told Reuters on Wednesday it obtained contractual changes on several work rules pertaining to international flying and the settlement of outstanding grievances. In exchange, Northwest agreed to reinstate premium pay of 50% for any flying over 80 hours in a month, effective August 1st. The agreement is subject to ratification by the Northwest Airline Pilots Association Master Executive Council. Northwest also said it has proposed a summer reliability incentive program, under which all contract employees, including pilots, will receive incentive pay equal to 15% of eligible earnings, up to $1,000, if they achieve perfect attendance between August 4th and September 3rd. That proposal also is subject to ratification by the pilots' union. It appears some expert flying kept an emergency landing near Fort Lauderdale Executive Airport from turning into a crisis on Wednesday. Witnesses say the twin-engine Piper PA-60 Aerostar appeared to drop from the sky just before it touched down on Cypress Creek Road before 8 p.m. local time, narrowly missing traffic. The aircraft veered off the roadway, struck a tree, and caught fire. All three people on board the plane walked away with minor injuries. All three declined medical attention, and no injuries on the ground were reported. The South Florida Sun Sentinel reports that shortly after takeoff from Fort Lauderdale Executive, one of the plane's engines lost power. The aircraft went down a half mile off the approach end of runway 6, according to FAA spokeswoman Kathleen Bergen. Fort Lauderdale Fire Rescue Assistant Chief Stephen McInerney said of the pilot, quote, "He did an awesome job keeping altitude. He had awesome control of that plane," unquote. Witness Pat Schaefer, himself a private pilot, concurred, quote, "It looked like the pilot was in control the entire time," unquote. Still ahead, Northrop Grumman will develop a UAV that lands on aircraft carriers. American Airlines will test in-flight Wi-Fi. And Bombardier records a milestone. You're listening to Aero News.
Welcome to Cirrus Design. Maker of the world's best-selling personal aircraft, the sleek SR-22. Cirrus planes feature the latest technologies and are equipped with an exclusive, life-saving parachute system. It is our mission to make personal aviation safe, affordable, and convenient. At Cirrus, we offer a test drive like no one else in the business.
Shoot happens. Come on, you know it does. Even the world's top test pilots know there are in-flight situations you can't always recover from. Mid-air collision, control failure, pilot incapacitation. In severe emergencies, do what the world's top test pilots do. Use a parachute. Except, instead of having to bail out of a moving aircraft, you can have the safety of a BRS full airframe recovery parachute. BRS has parachutes for an enormous variety of aircraft, from experimental to light sport, and all the way to retrofits on certified airplanes. Shoot happens. Will you be ready when it does? Call BRS today at 651-457-8651 or visit us online at brsparachutes.com.
Hey, if you're into airplanes the way I am, you have got to see this new TV show. I'm Tom Gresham, and I'm the host of Wings to Adventure Television. It's on the Outdoor Channel, and we shoot it all in high definition. Listen, we go to great fly-in destinations. We show wonderful airplanes, whether it's the latest glass panel composite speedster or a really cool old antique cloth-covered deal. I mean, it doesn't matter. We're into airplanes the same way that you are. It's called Wings to Adventure. It's on the Outdoor Channel. Check it out at wingstoadventure.com.
We're back to wrap up your Aero Briefing for Friday, August 3rd, 2007. I'm Paul Plack. Reuters cited Pentagon sources in reporting on Wednesday that Northrop Grumman has beaten Boeing to win a $636 million U.S. Navy contract to develop an unmanned combat plane that can operate from aircraft carriers. The stealthy, strike fighter-sized aircraft would operate from carriers using catapult takeoffs and arrested landings. It will not carry weapons. The Navy said the contract was expected to be completed in September 2013. The planes are not intended to be used operationally at this point, only to prove and develop the capability to deploy an unmanned aerial vehicle which can evade radar. The contract calls for Northrop to build two unmanned planes and a support system. Flight testing is due to begin in late 2009. Wireless data and voice communications provider Aircell says it's teaming with American Airlines to test broadband services with passengers across the U.S. beginning in 2008. Aircell's new broadband internet service will allow business and leisure passengers to check email, surf the web, tap into an office network and stay current on the latest news using their own Wi-Fi-enabled laptops, PDAs, iPhones, BlackBerries, and portable gaming systems, and they can do it while in flight. Passenger testing will be conducted on American Airlines' fleet of Boeing 767s that primarily fly transcontinental routes. The company says the high-speed broadband internet service is made possible by Aircell's unique air-to-ground network. Jack Blumenstein, Aircell CEO, says, quote, "Bringing broadband access into domestic flights at an everyday affordable price provides travelers the opportunity to recapture time. Making productive use of the time in the air will give them time back on the ground with family or just relaxing," unquote. The cost of the service on American Airlines will be announced at the time of the service rollout. Bombardier Wednesday announced a significant milestone, delivery into service of the 150th Challenger 300 business jet. The aircraft was delivered on July 31st to Flexjet, Bombardier's fractional business jet ownership program. Since its entry into service in 2004, the Challenger 300 jet has earned high praise from customers for its ability to deliver outstanding mission completion. The aircraft has consistently demonstrated its performance, highlighted by 5 world record flights sanctioned by the National Aeronautic Association and dispatch reliability of over 99%. Eric Martel, Vice President and General Manager of Challenger and Global Aircraft, added, quote, "This milestone delivery clearly emphasizes the strength and leadership of this young program, as well as customers' confidence in the Challenger 300 jet, which sets the standard for performance, reliability, and dependability in the super midsize category," unquote. Finally, Larry Neal has done what few do. He's taken one of those futuristic concepts you sometimes see on the cover of Popular Mechanics and put it into production. The Super Sky Cycle is a light, single-place, pusher gyroplane with folding wings and upgraded suspension and a transmission to drive the wheels. In other words, it's a roadworthy gyroplane, or a flying motorcycle if you prefer. Neil's company, the Butterfly LLC, will sell you the kit today. Because you build it yourself, it qualifies as an experimental amateur-built aircraft while flying and as an experimental home-built motorcycle while driving, exempting it from some DOT requirements. The $37,000 cost is not much more than some dressed-out Harleys, putting the Super Sky Cycle within many bikers' budgets. But they're going to have to change some lyrics. Get your motor running, head out on the highway, just won't cut it anymore. And that's the latest from Aero News. Remember to check out the ANN special feature. Today, my guest is Rusty Nance, president of the Popular Rotorcraft Association and one of the test pilots for Carter Aviation Technologies. And if you haven't done it yet, subscribe to our AeroCasts. Find them on iTunes, Yahoo, Odeo, and our website, www.aero-news.net. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Have a clear and unlimited day.